What is your experience being a two-mom family in your town? So, like, in the South?
Well, I live in a city that's just right outside of Atlanta. It's practically part of Atlanta, called Decatur, and it's very progressive. Actually, Atlanta is progressive and Decatur, and so in town, you know, we've got John Lewis as our representative in Congress, and big Jimmy Carter fans, and so we have like a history of progressive or at least centrist Democrats. So, and in Decatur, it's very, very queer friendly, and but even so, we're still a major, major minority, you know, as a two-mom family. So my daughter goes to a preschool that's wonderful, but I think we're maybe the only two-mom family in the preschool that I'm aware of. But all of our friends who are man and woman or mom and dad families are completely accepting and love us. And, you know, the other kids are like, we wish we had two moms, you know. And so there's a ton of support. And we've always, you know, just told our daughter that families are different. There's all different kinds of families. And we just encourage her to be who she is and support her and love her. And so hopefully she'll grow to love the fact that she's part of diversity.
Yeah, that's really great, because I mean, from us being up north, I mean, I guess we tend to sort of,
we feel the same way, or we think in Northwest New Jersey. It's not as progressive as where you are.
It's a very Republican county that we live in, but it's
we have those too, you know. Mm-hmm. Just conservative people, and outside of Atlanta, it gets pretty conservative. Mm-hmm. But, you know, we stake our ground, and we just let the openness and the support for all different kinds of people and families, just we just spread it as much as we can. Yeah. spread the love.
That's awesome. One of my next questions is, do you do a lot of music with your daughter at home? And what types of music have you introduced her to, or are you introducing her to?
I mean, it's funny because I'm releasing this new album, and not Bruce Springsteen, not yet. But I will. We'll discover Bruce together. I've been working on the solo record for a long time, and so she knows the lyrics to the songs, to the new songs, and I'll hear her singing off in a corner lyrics to Fly or whatever the song is. Mm-hmm. She also knows a lot of Indigo Girls songs, but they're not her favorites. Her favorites are like Frozen, yeah. Moana. She loves My Little Pony. Mm-hmm. We listen to Strawberry Shortcake. I mean, it used to be Octonauts. So when we get in the car on the way to the school, we always play like My Little Pony or Frozen or things like that. Because I'll try to say, oh, I know she likes Indigo Girls. I'll put this on. She'll be like, Mama, can you play My Little Pony? And I believe she should listen to the music she wants to.
Yeah. Yeah, we're dealing with that too. We have
Disney princess.
Dinsey, yeah. We have two 3-year-old twins, and they love Disney princesses and all the songs that come with them. So that's really. So another question I had was, how has being a mom influenced writing the songs for your new solo album? Or does your family ever influence your lyrics or what you write about? Or is it something broader?
Yeah, I mean, there's a song on the new solo record called Long Haul that's all about my wife and my relationship with her. And it's about commitment to a long haul. And sometimes you're in the groove and sometimes you aren't. So it's specifically about that. Mm-hmm. With regards to having a child, my sensitivity has just opened up even more, you know, when I'm just so wounded to think about other children in the world suffering or hurting or, you know, being lonely or whatever it is. So I'm, you know, really, really dedicated to alleviating suffering wherever I can as a citizen and as an artist. And so it's just, you know how it is. It changes your whole perception of the world, and it just broadens your horizons and deepens your emotions and stuff like that. So I think it's probably a pretty typical response to motherhood.
What is one of the things that maybe you like to do with your family when you have some downtime and you guys are just hanging out? What do you like to do with them?
We like to go to the park, and Cleo thinks that she can walk our dogs, but they're too big for her, so she has to wait. And we like to swim together, and we like to eat ice cream together, and we like to have, on Friday nights, we like to have movie night. So we've just watched Trolls two or three times in the past month. And we like to take vacations. Cleo's been on a lot of airplanes, so she likes to travel. We like to go to the beach. She likes the sand and the sea. Mm-hmm. She likes water. And we like to read books together as a family.
Is there a favorite book right now?
Oh, let's see if there's a favorite. Got her this cool book of like stories about girls. So it's like girl empowerment. And there's 10 stories in the book. And they're all really, really neat about like different struggles of girlhood and the power of girlhood. And now I can't remember the name of the book, but it's super cool. Yeah, it's like a volume of 10 stories. And that's really good. And she goes in and out of phases, you know. She'll pick up a book like the potty book every once in a while. Yeah. Like, even though it's 2 years old or whatever, she'll want to read it again. So, but we read every single night, unless she falls asleep and we put her straight into bed if we've been out later. We read books every night. And my mom read to me, my dad and mom read to me every single night. And it's the best.
Yeah.
I hope she loves to read. We won't force it on her, but I hope she likes words. She likes to make rhymes, and she likes the sound of words, and she's learning some Spanish. So I feel pretty sure she'll be into reading, but
yeah,
because reading is the best.
It is. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Cool.
All right. So one last question, and I know you touched on it tonight when you were performing earlier, but I think I've commented once on your Instagram. So have you considered doing a children's album with Amy? And I don't know, is there any point in time we might be able to expect that?
There's no point in time. I mean, I think that we with me and Amy, we sort of marinate things, and we just, and then the time is right, and then it happens. Mm-hmm. So that's probably what'll happen with regards to a kid's record. But I know that we both, I'll have to speak for Amy and think that I think she would enjoy that, and I would. But right now we're working on getting our symphony record out. She's working on a new solo record. Mine's coming out. Then we have a new Indigo Girls record to write and record. So it's a pretty busy time. We're going on tour with Joan Baez and Mary Chapin Carpenter. We're practicing for that. And then going to the UK. So I think maybe when we get a breather, we can focus on that.
All right, and one more question, just one more. You were such an influence on me when I found you guys, and just don't want to get emotional, but and like your music, it really, like Kathy was saying, it was just like a transcript for like our lives. It helped me through so many things.
Soundtrack, yeah.
Soundtrack, thank you. So like, I mean, are just a few words, again, not to put you on the spot, but a few words to some of the young people out there that may be in just more obscure areas and feeling sort of just like, I don't know, like
unconnected,
yeah.
It is very, very hard to feel on the outside and to feel alone and to feel different. I don't care what anybody says. There are certain periods of life where feeling different is just awful, you know? And I would say to anybody out there who feels that way, there are birds of your flock that you can flock with. And if you just hang on, especially now, there are ways to seek out other people of like minds, you know, through the net and through the broadening of communities in different areas, maybe not where you live, but I would say don't despair and find some peace through music, because there's so much different kind of music. And, you know, I can relate to how you feel if you feel ostracized and alone. I've been there. But music and people who are with you, and they're out there, believe me, they're out there, you're going to get through and you're going to be just fine.
Thank you so much. I thank you for your time today. Thank you.
It's a great, great, great podcast.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah.